You want to tell us about the event that's coming up, the event on December 15th?
We always held our pancake breakfast normally right around the fall festival. Right. But unfortunately this year we just didn't have the personnel to, you know, to keep up, you know, to do that. You know, plus our lack of personal expertise wasn't very good as far as, you know, handling ordering and things like that. We weren't very good at that. So I want to do a shout out to Nick and Natalie Crawford. They're the owners of Dos Arbolas, Birch and Maple, and the Mayflair Burger Bar. I ran into them at the council, city council meeting, and they said, you know, and their dad, and they said, you know, we want to do something. We want to do something, and we want to make it, you know, easy for you folks to do. The only thing that we ask is that we have personnel that will clean tables and, you know, deliver food. And so our plan is we're set up at the Mayfair Burger Bar on Sunday, the 15th. And our plan is from 8 to noon, we'll be open to have a breakfast there and a pancake breakfast fundraiser. And it's going to be $18 per plate, and most of the funds are going to go to the fire department, you know. And Nate, like I said, you know, Nick and Natalie have been more than gracious to do whatever we need to, you know, to take care of it and make it happen. You know, a shout out to them. I really appreciate it. And then,
do those funds have, is just going to the most urgent need, more primarily equipment right now with the fire department?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that we kind of are focusing on, and there's fire boots, and there's buckets, there's fire boots at some of the restaurants in the community, and they have pictures on the side of some of our basic needs list that we're seeking. One of them is ice water rescue equipment. We need new ice water rescue suits. They're currently, we have about 5 suits. They're over 10 years old, and I got a few leakers, and that's no fun sitting there bobbing out in the bay, and suddenly you feel a little cold water trickling down. It's like, whoa, this isn't fun at all. So they're not cheap. They're about $1,000 a piece. So we're focusing on, you know, replacing some of the aging, leaking ones. We're also looking at, it's called like a banana boat sled type, and it's used, it's an inflatable that you skid out on the ice, and it's designed to allow rescuers to reach a person in the water safely and kind of, and pull them on out if, in case, you know, if they fall through the ice. That's one of our targets. Another target is a chest compression device. Performing early CPR is essential in the survival of a patient. So what this device does is it performs CPR on a chest of a patient, the chest compressions, and it will maintain that steady compression. And since there's sometimes just 2 or 3 of us, you can hook this device up. It will do the work while we're hooking up the pads for the defibrillator or getting oxygen to the patient. I mean, it's basically handling the hard work. If you've ever done CPR on a person, it's exhausting. It is literally exhausting. You have to have penetration. Depth and penetration is extremely important in order to get the blood to flow. So to, you know, to have a device that takes over one of the responsibilities, you don't have to shift personnel out. You can pretty well focus on 2 functions. The range and the cost of one of these goes anywhere from, for a Lucas, is $22,000. And then there are other ones. The FibTech is like $12,000, which is similar to a Lucas device. So we would, you know, whichever one we could afford to work for is what we're going to be targeting.
Right.
The last thing on our EMS list is a defibrillator. We only have 1 defibrillator. And should we, you know, should that unit go out of service, or we get called to a multiple scenario where we need a second defibrillator, we don't have it. And those cost between $3,500 and $4,500, depending on the make and model that we need, that's compatible with what, you know, Ben's EMS uses, and the hospital uses as well.